Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us for this edition, and we would really love for you to join us. If you'd pick up that phone right now and call 844-322-2742 and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have a Bible question or some life issue you're dealing with, this is your opportunity to speak directly with us right here at Basic Gospel. So call that number, 844-322-2742, because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about how to be close to God, how to experience His presence, and it's all tied into the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, Bob, we've been at this for 40 years almost,
yeah.
And we've heard almost every single question under the sun. And
yeah.
One that's a recurrent theme is, how can I experience a closeness with God? I mean, that's something that we all desire yeah. as human beings. And really, there's only one way possible, and that is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's through that sacrifice that we can draw near to God. The writer of Hebrews really explained it, I think, probably better than just about any other writer in the New Testament. And here's what he had to say in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers, this is a conclusion. This is something that he is encouraging all of us to do in light of what Christ did. And what Christ did was to offer himself once for all to take away sins. And through that sacrifice, he made us holy. Through that sacrifice, he perfected us for all time. So as a result of that, the therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. So this confidence that we have is through the blood of Jesus. Apart from the blood of Jesus, we have no confidence whatsoever to draw near to God. As a matter of fact, whenever we think about God apart from the blood of Jesus, whenever we think about some type of relationship with God apart from the blood of Jesus, we're going to turn and run. Exactly what Adam did and Eve did after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden. They fled from God. They hid from God. Why? Because they were afraid.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to be apart from the blood of Jesus. But once we recognize exactly what the blood of Jesus accomplished for us, then we are given confidence. Confidence to do what? To enter into the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, through the body of Jesus Christ. So we know when Christ died on that cross, when he proclaimed it is finished, something happened in the temple. It was a miraculous supernatural event. The curtain tore. And that curtain was standing in front of the Holy of Holies, and that Holy of Holies represented the very presence of God among the people of Israel. And on that day, when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," that curtain tore from top to bottom, signifying that the way into God's presence was now open. Open not only to the Jew, but to the Gentile as well. So the body of Jesus Christ was the way into the very presence of God. And he says, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, that's Jesus, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So we needed to be cleansed and made pure in order to have confidence to go into that Holy of Holies. Unclean, we're never going to go in. Unpure, we're never going to go in. But knowing that the blood of Jesus cleansed us from all sin, knowing that the blood of Jesus purified our consciences, and presented us to God as holy and blameless in his sight, then we can draw near to God in full assurance of faith. So the grace of God was poured out on us through the shed blood of Jesus. That was an act of grace. we respond to that act of grace through faith. And as far as this visual that the writer of Hebrews gives us, we enter into that holy of holies. We draw near to God. Yeah. That's the purpose of the reconciling work of Jesus Christ, to draw us near to God so that we could experience a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Man, ever since the garden, people have lived in utter fear and trepidation of the one true God, fearful that one day his wrath, his punishment would fall on them. Why? Because of their evil deeds, because of the hostility that they had toward God in their own minds, because of this estrangement that sin and death brought and separated man from God. So we have lived in fear. But this blood of Jesus Christ, this demonstration of God's love poured out there at the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, this love casts aside all fear and gives us the confidence and boldness to draw near and to enter into this relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So if you've never drawn near to God through faith in Jesus, let today be your day. Thank God that he sent Jesus to shed his blood on your behalf, to die in your stead, to take away your sins once and for all, and allow that sacrifice to give you the confidence that through faith you can enter in and enjoy a vibrant, dynamic relationship with the one true God.
What a joyful relationship that is, Bob, and thank you for those thoughts as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. Friends, we want to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742, is available in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, as you know, we go out all over the country, North America, by radio and literally around the world through the Internet. And, friends, we want you, wherever you're hearing the Basic Gospel program, we invite you to come to Lewisville, Texas, for the United Bible Conference with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. That's coming up October 15th through the 17th. We want you to be there. Bob, of course, you and Andrew have had this conference in the planning stages for quite a while. Please tell the listeners about this event and what it is that excites you about presenting it.
Well, we have a task, and everybody in Christ, every minister of the gospel has a task, and that is to testify to the gospel of God's grace. And this particular conference is going to be an in-depth testimony concerning the grace of God and how you can respond to that grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is salvation. It is salvation for those who are lost and dead in trespasses and sin. It is freedom for those of us who are in Christ. And we want you to experience freedom. We want you to experience life. We want you to know that your sins have been forgiven. We want you to know the confidence that this passage in Hebrews is talking about. And very few believers have this confidence that the writer of Hebrews is talking about. Well, I guarantee you, when you come to this conference, you're going to walk away with the confidence that only the shed blood of Jesus Christ can give you. So come be a part of it. Hear some great teaching, fellowship with some like-minded believers. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee it.
You're excited about it.
I am excited, very excited, and praying that COVID will kind of stay away so we can actually conduct this thing and, and really enjoy the beauty of getting together and experiencing the love of God face to face.
Absolutely. Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, United. Again, the information and registration is available at basicgospel.net/united. Once again, basicgospel.net/united for the conference. We want you to be there, friends. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742, is available for you right now, and we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk to our friend Frida up in New York. Hi, Frida.
Hey, Frida.
Hi, Bob. So I'm just going to get right into my question. As you know, I usually write my questions down, and I pray that I am getting better at being concise with it. So my question is about the vaccine. Now, I haven't gotten the vaccine as of yet because of the things I have been told about it, being told of what the vaccine is made up of, and being warned that it does such thing as alter our DNA and how it's just a tool that is being used in order to manipulate and control the mind, and that it's just a predecessor to the mark of the beast. I also haven't taken the vaccine because ever since the whole election process and what led up to COVID nationally taking over our country, I do not trust the majority of those in governing positions or political positions, especially the one in the highest position. I just feel like they're saying, we screwed you, but just trust us now to help you. But most of all, I feel that if I take the vaccine, which I plan on doing tomorrow, even though I have my reservations and anxiety about it, I would have to keep it a secret because I know some of my Christian friends will think that because I've taken it, I've become nothing more than a sold-out goat. And those who don't take the vaccine are somehow more spiritually woke than those who don't. And my last point is, I know there is a dividing line between the saints when it comes to taking the vaccine or rejecting it, but I get confused when I hear Christians say they don't have to take it because Jesus is their healer and they're covered by the blood. But I wonder with that, because I know a lot of Christians who have believed in Jesus Christ as their healer and who was covered by the blood, who ended up dying from COVID. So I guess my main questions are, how should I biblically approach my decision to take the vaccine? If I take it, am I not being spiritually discerned in my spirit? And is my anger against those in government a righteous anger? I sometimes think it's not, because honestly, certain ones I have a hard time praying for.
Well, Frieda, I think you're facing what all of us are facing as American citizens and humans living on this planet. There's a pandemic. We know what the disease can do and what it has done. As a matter of fact, one of my good high school friends and a fraternity brother of mine recently was diagnosed with COVID, and two weeks later went to be with the Lord. So very, very sad, sad experience there. Sad for me, sad for a lot of our friends, and just left us scratching our heads. How could something like this happen? Because he was a guy that was very, very healthy, just a picture of joy and all of those sort of things. And in a short time, he's gone, taken from us. But as a believer, we know exactly where he is. He's absent from the body and present with the Lord. So, Frieda, as far as the vaccine is concerned, whether you take it, whether you don't, and you put that decision out there, that decision is going to be judged. It is going to be judged by those who, you know, you thought were your friends. It's going to be judged by people who you thought were and are fellow believers. It's just going to be judged. Why? Because that's the way we humans do things. We're all about judging. I mean, anything that happens, we are quick to pass some type of judgment. So what that means, Frieda, is that you're going to have to make a decision and be confident of that decision and stand on your own, whatever way you make it. And here in this country, as an American citizen, you have the freedom to go one way or the other. And you should be able to go one way or the other without judgment, without somebody questioning what your decision is. So I would just encourage you to do research, to look deeply into it, and then based on your research, based on the things that you have found out, then you make a decision and move forward with it, and be confident in that decision. So you're going to have to kind of stand on your own as far as that is concerned, aren't you? Now, one thing you talked about, you know, there's a lot of Christians that are linking this maybe to the mark of the beast. don't go that direction. Don't let your mind go down that path. As a believer, you're not going to get the mark of the beast. Why? Because you already have the mark of Christ on you and in you. You have already been given the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is a seal, is a deposit guaranteeing your eternal inheritance. So once the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, he is sealed in you, and he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. So you've already been marked out as one of God's very own. So you don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. So all that is nothing more than fear mongering. So there is a clear message in the Word of God. All who come to know Jesus, all who believe in Jesus, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, marked out as God's very own, and will stand confidently on the day of judgment, knowing that the judgment is eternal life. So don't let some of those things about the mark of the beast and will I, you know, if I do it, am I taking the mark of the beast and what will that mean for me? Don't go there. That's not God's voice. That's a voice of confusion. Stand firmly on the gospel of Jesus Christ and allow your freedom in Christ to be the very thing that guides you, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you as far as your decision is concerned concerning the vaccine, okay?
Okay, like really quick, I don't think the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Like, I don't know if it's the predecessor to the mark of the beast. And I can do my research on the vaccine, but then I have that other voice with the Christian people sending me these articles of why we shouldn't take it. So I don't know if I'm not being spiritually discerned in it. And then my reservation is I'm angry at the government. So like I said, I feel like we screwed you. Now let us help you. So I don't know much about the vaccine. So that's why I'm confused at in my spirit.
Yeah. Well, like I said, just keep doing research. There is plenty of information out there. Do the research, come to your decision, and move forward based on the research that you've done and the leading of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're a child of God. Your status in God's eyes is never going to change. Now, your status in somebody else's eyes may go up and down based on if you do things like them or do things not like them. But don't worry about the opinions of others. Gather information from resources that are credible to you and make a decision based on that.
And Frieda, you said at the outset that you wanted to keep it secret. I would suggest that you do that. And if the subject comes up, say, well, I just choose not to discuss this.
Yeah, that's the main thing for me, because I just feel very torn on the inside, because there's so much research I can do that says this is good for this and good for that. And I mean, I don't know, but main thing is I need to be led by the Holy Spirit and just know that I'm protected by Jesus Christ no matter what. So I guess that's just the main point I have to take from it.
That's exactly right, Frieda. That's exactly right.
So. All right, thank you guys so much.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Frieda.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Bye.
Yes, indeed.
844-322-2742. You also can be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And friends, we're glad that you've joined us by radio and online. But we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. And Bob, in the meantime, a question from Jeremy about repentance. He says, is repentance turning from a single act or just totally changing our minds about sin or God?
Well, it's a great question, and a lot of confusion about this word repentance, and it is metanoia in the Greek, and it simply means a change of mind or a move from one thing to another. And I think as far as repentance is concerned, it's really tied to that salvation when we move away from sin and death of this world to life and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. So it's not just a turning away from sin and death. It's a turning toward Jesus. And when we really look at it, it's, you know, we don't have to worry about kind of the sin and death part of it. When this gospel message hits our hearts and we see that life is found in Jesus and we turn toward him, just the sheer act of turning toward Jesus means we're turning away from sin and death. So the act of turning away is built into this turning toward Jesus. And we get so stuck on trying to tell people, hey, you need to turn away from sin. You need to turn away and renounce sin and all of these sort of things. And we forget about the turning toward Jesus. I think of Paul on that road to Damascus. I mean, he was, you know, spewing venom as far as his anger was concerned toward Jesus and toward Christians. And he was on his way to Damascus, equipped with papers of authority to drag Christians out of their homes and take them back to Jerusalem to be tried before a council there. And he wanted to do everything in his power to get rid of Jesus and to get rid of this new sect called the Way, right. What we know of as Christianity. But as we know, on that road to Damascus, he was blinded by a heavenly light. He encountered Jesus. And right then and there, he saw the plan of God, the salvation of God, standing before him. And he immediately received Jesus. And in that receiving of Jesus, he turned away from everything that he once felt important, all that he once worshiped, and his old way of life. Mm-hmm. So when this gospel message goes forth and touches a person's heart, and they respond in faith, that act of faith of turning toward Jesus, repentance is baked into it.
Yeah.
There is a supernatural turning away from sin and death and your status of spiritual death so that you can receive life through faith in Jesus' name. So it's a big word, this word repentance. It's really a heart going from a state of unbelief to a state of belief in Jesus Christ.
So many people are confused about the issue, and it's good to be able to clear that up, Bob, and thank you for those thoughts. Repentance is changing your mind, your heart, your spirit toward Jesus Christ, and it's not about individual sins. It's a heart change.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, friends, and of course, we always love hearing from you, and if you have a question, we hope that you will use that listener line and take advantage of that. It's available 24 hours a day just for you. Also, whether you see or hear Basic Gospel, the program, we invite you to come to Louisville, Texas for the United Bible Conference with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. That's coming up the 15th through the 17th of October, and we want you to be a part of it. All the information is available at basicgospel.net/united. Well, that's it for another edition, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Remember, it's because of you who support the message of grace on Basic Gospel that others are able to hear and hopefully believe and live in the good news that we bring you every day on this broadcast. And we need your ongoing prayers and financial help now, as always, to keep the message of grace in Jesus Christ on the air and online. So donate anytime at basicgospel.net. And again, that's basicgospel.net. Request your copy of Andrew Farley's video series called Clean and Close. Also, we want to encourage you, as I said earlier, to use that listener line. It's open around the clock for those of you who can't make the call during the live broadcast. So if you have questions about a Bible passage or about the Christian life in general, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and we'll be sure to discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that number, available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.